Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Baba Kama, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned Beschos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'Zeich Rav Hanan Ziva Kagon Bekar of Mamish. And we continue discussing someone bringing something out into their Shusar Abim and causing damage. Mishnah tells us that Moses Tevin of his Kash LeShusar Abim was Valim. A person brought his Tevin or Kash, which is different types of straw, out into their Shusar Abim for Zevel, which means fertilizer. What they would do is bring this out to their Shusar Abim. People would step on it. It would get all rotty and moldy, and then it was good for fertilizer. And what happened? Vuzak Ben Acher. Someone else got damaged on it. Chai Ben Iskoy. The guy who brought this straw out is chai for this damage. And not only that, whoever gets these first is zaych in them, meaning these things are actually hefker, and whoever decides, hey, I'd like to take this for myself, and he gets there first, he could keep it. Rav Shimon Gamliel clarifies, anything that could potentially cause a damage is out on the Rosh Hashanah, and it does damage, so the owner's chai have to pay, and anyone who gets to it first, and he makes a kenyan in it, so he's zaych in it. And the chiddush over here is that even though this person had Rosh just to bring it out to the Shus Rabim, it's Shas Hoitzas Zvalim. This is a normal time that people bring their stuff out to the Shus Rabim to be turned into fertilizer. Nonetheless, since it's a potential damager, if it does damage, he's chayv to pay, and anyone who wants could be zaych in it. Lastly, Mishnah tells us, someone who goes over to a galal, which is a pile of animal dung in the Shus Rabim, and he flips it over, and he intends to be kind it. He wants it for whatever reason. And then after he flipped it over, somebody else got damaged on it. Chayv ben Iskai. The guy who had flipped it over is chayv to pay for the damage, because since when he flipped it over, he intended to be kind of hit his thing the damage, so he has to pay for that. And moving on to Mishnah Dalad, Shnei Kadarim Shayim Halchim Zacharzeh. We have two potters that are walking one after another. These potters make pots, and let's say each one of them is carrying a large clay pot. We have Ruvain walking in front of Shimon, V'niskal Rishon V'nafal, and the first guy, Ruvain, he tripped and he fell down, and then V'niskal Sheni B'Rishon, the second guy tripped on the first one. Harishon Chayv V'niskal Sheni, the first one is chayv for the damages caused the second guy. Now, even though we paskin niskal lav peshehu, we already discussed this previously, that if a person trips, that's not his fault. He's not a pesheah. This is referring to a situation where the guy who had tripped, Ruvain, the fellow in the front, he had the ability to stand up, could have stood up and prevented Shimon from getting damaged, but he didn't. So that's the pshi over there, that's negligence, and that's why it's chayv to pay. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav with more scenarios. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.